Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me, Lady C, the nurturer, your nurturer, right here on the Nurturer's Corners Blog Talk Radio show entitled Being a Positive Change Agent in a Negatively Changing World. So we so do appreciate you for joining us right here every Friday night. That's right, every Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much, because it's important for us to chime in and continue to join forces as being positive change agents in this world today, because we definitely know that positive change is absolutely necessary and needed today. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is projecting positivity for the global human good. Because look, what we know is this: though everything in the world seems to be magnifying the negative, we have something that is greater, and that's called positive change. Say it with me: positive change. That's right, it is much greater and much more effective to be positive against the negative grain. That's right, against the negative grain. So what I want to share with you tonight, and first I want to pause and give a very, very special shout out to who I call my favoriteest doctor, none other than the infamous Dr. Tiffany Crutcher, who hones out of the great city and state of Montgomery, Alabama. I love you so much, and I am definitely holding up your arms, as well as Dad and Mom Crutcher, Reverend Crutcher there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Mom Crutcher and the entire extended Crutcher family. We are with you, because here, as most of you know, and some of you who don't, we are on the eve of the trial beginning on regarding Officer Shelby, who we, the nation, the world, who has access to this video, has seen that where she did actually kill our dear brother, Terrence Crutcher. And we are standing together with the Crutcher family for not favoritism, not even a favor, but for justice. And we are praising God for it already being in our hands. Amen. Everybody say it. Amen. Amen. So what I want to talk to you about tonight is, like I said, we are projecting positivity. Well, why am I talking so much about positive? Because here's the deal. If we continue to just let negative rule, it will. I'm going to say it again. If we continue to just let negative rule, it will. So the Lord placed on my heart to start this show, and he said you're going to do a certain number of shows, and this is going to be the title, Being a Positive Change Agent in a Negatively Changing World. Why? Because here is what we have found. Let's look, and I pray that no one is offended by us using scripture, but here's what you need to do. Recognize this. If you're offended, you are missing the point that the offense is not using scripture, not believing in the word of God. So here we are going to Romans chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse starting at 17. It says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one," somebody shout one, "the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one," there's that word again, say one, "man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one," say one, "shall many be made righteous." Now here's the clincher right here. Moreover, shout it real strong and powerfully. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Now look at what's happening in our world today. Laws are being made not to for the benefit of humanity, but so that humanity can destroy itself. Let's accept the reality of what's going on so that we can properly project positivity. Amen? Can you agree with me right there? So we see that there's a law working, but this scripture, Romans 5 and 20, tells us, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound." But that's that three-letter word I love the most almost. And it says, "But where sin abounded," what happened? "Grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so my grace," somebody shall grace, "reign through righteousness unto eternal life." How? "By Jesus Christ our Lord." Our Lord. He's not just my Lord. He's not just the pastor's Lord. He's not just even the president's Lord, but he is our Lord, all of humanity. And he's saying right now, turn and receive grace. Believe in his grace to be abounding even now. Somebody shout now. Right now, his grace is abounding. I don't care what it looks like, Crutcher family. I don't care what it looks like, you that are bereaved, or an violence that shouldn't have been committed. I don't care what it looks like, you that is suffering by yourself, so it seems the Lord is saying tonight that grace, somebody say grace, does much more abound. His grace is abounding towards you now. His grace is making declaration in and over your life right now. And watch this. He continues right here in 6 and 1 to say, Romans 6 and 1, "What shall we say then?" What we gonna say? "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Somebody say it with me. Two words. God forbid. Say it again. God forbid. One more time. God forbid. God forbid that oppression should continue to reign in the earth. God forbid that sin should continue to just abound and wreak havoc in the earth. God forbid that fear should take over and have preeminence in our lives. God forbid that the curse that tries to continue to plague us will continue to have victory in our life. God forbid that we shall be refused due season of perfect and divine victory. We have the victory. Say it with me. We have the victory. So we are projecting positivity. No, you preaching, Lady C. No, I am projecting the positivity of the preached word of God into the atmosphere so that the negativity that is already in the atmosphere will dissipate and return to the sender, the adversary that tries to rule and reign in our lives. Somebody say amen. Because look, people of God, look, God's people, look, all souls that belong to God, we have the victory in Christ Jesus. That's right. We have the victory already, Crutcher family. We have the victory already, my friends. We definitely, abundantly, and without fail have the victory whereof we shall, somebody say shall because it's loaded, we shall recover all. This is the time of due season. Be not deceived. No matter what is trying to grip us in fear and anticipation of the worst and trying to make us look another way, my friends, be ever the more encouraged to know this, that the God that has promised is faithful even now. Don't fall for the hype. What I want you to know is this. I don't care what the media is saying. If it's not the word, don't believe it. I don't care what the preacher is saying. That's right, I said the preacher. I don't care what the preacher is saying. If it's not the word of God, don't believe it. Let us hold fast, my favorite scripture, Hebrews 10 and 23. Read this. Let us hold fast, therefore, the profession of our faith. How? Without wavering. Then it puts a little secret in parenthesis right there. For he is faithful that promised. Whatever faithfulness you know of God, cleave fast to it. Whatever history God has in your life to this present point, hold fast to it. How do we project positivity for the global human good? This is how. We grab hold to a child that just needs love, and we invoke in them the power of love, the power of agape love, not the love that is phileo that changes according to condition and situations. But the agape love that God shows us relentlessly and regardless of who and how we are, that continues without fail. What does that love, how is it defined? That agape love is the love that provides the receiver what is needed above what the receiver wants. That's agape love. So listen, people of God. Listen, my friends. Listen, God's people. The only way we are going to have and obtain and maintain the victory is by the word of God. The faith that we were given before, we have to practice it and put it in place before us now. And that faith says, God promised, he's not a man. He will not lie. I don't care how the man has failed you. God will not fail. I don't care how people have failed you. God will not fail. I don't care how laws have failed you. God will not fail. It does not matter how situations have failed you. God will not, cannot, is not right now failing you. So I encourage you, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, my children and people of God, God's people, I encourage you now to remember God now as you did once before. If you have pulled away from that, I encourage you to run ever the more to how you believed God. Believe him even more so now, because he's even more so strong than when you knew him to be. That's right. He's even the more pressing for our favor, for our increase, for our justice, for our freedom, even more so. So don't be discouraged by evildoers, Psalms tells us. For they shall soon, somebody say soon, be cut down and withered away like the green grass. So don't be discouraged to where you go and become evil. Let not evil provoke you to wrath and bitterness and all the things that will cause God to be an enemy to you. Because, my friends, people of God, God's people, God is still working in our favor and on our behalf. We must believe God now. This is the positivity that must reign and rule in our lives today for the global human good. Why are all these evil things being allowed then, Lady C? I say unto you, evil is allowed of our own flesh and of our own will. But when we die to our will and allow God's will to be done perfectly, what does perfectly mean? You having nothing to do with it. When we allow God's will to work and perform perfectly, we will see joy returned. We will see promises fulfilled. Amen? Somebody say amen. We look for justice. We cry for justice. We pray for freedom. We expect the promise of God to be fulfilled. When? Now. For the word tells us that now faith. Somebody say now. Somebody say now. One more time, say now. Faith is what? It's the ticket to what we want. Amen? Amen. And now I say to you, as striving to be positive change agents in this negatively changing world, I encourage you with this scripture, Philippians 1, and I'm going to read it as it is in my heart to read, not adding or taking away from the word, for we know God does not allow that. But I say to you, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, and I say to you, Lady C, a servant of Jesus Christ, I speak to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are in this present world, with all the other servants, with the bishops and deacons, all the people of God. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is what I want to say. I thank God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests how with joy, you only get joy of something that you expect. And I'm expecting something good. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Somebody shout now. What is my encouragement to you? I am confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Listen, people of God. Listen, God's people. I am confident of this very thing, that God is with us and God is about to perform. For he promised us at the turn of the year 2017 that this is our due season. Put your hand on your chest and say, this is my due season. Come on, say it again. This is my due season. Say it one more time. This is my due season. Well, ladies, they know what you're talking about. My due season for what? This is your due season for every promise God has made unto you. He promised he'll never fail. He promised he will be with you until the end of the age. He promised that you shall recover all. He promised that his reward will come with him, for he comes quickly. All promises are being cast in. Hallelujah. All promises are being cashed in. So this is the favor that I ask of you. Listen closely. You listening? This is the promise I ask of you. I ask you to do for me this favor. Continue in being the positive change agent that you were created to be. Continue against the negativity. Continue to refute the negative voices that try to deposit garbage into your gates, your ears, your eyes, even your nose, your mouth. Continue to be that positive change agent that makes a difference when no one else will, that lends a hand when no one else sees the need, that continues to cry loud against every oppressive spirit, every oppressive act. Continue to be that positive change agent that helps the mother who is struggling to meet the needs of her family. Continue to be that positive change agent that refuses to give in and become violent and become non-compliant and become a truth breaker. Continue to be that positive change agent that stands with justice, that stands against evil. Continue to be that positive change agent that goes against the grain, that goes against the status quo. Continue, my friend, people of God, God's people, continue in the thing that brings joy and pleasure unto all people. Help us to help this humanity be ridden once and for all of the evil that plagues and destroys us from the inside out. Crutcher family, I say unto you, thank you so much on behalf of all humanity for fighting and standing and refusing to quit until justice reigns and rules. I say unto you, thank you so much for being the father, Daddy Crutcher, who refuses to become the evil that is provoking and trying to make you turn into another man. I say unto you, Mommy Crutcher, thank you for being the mother who is uplifting in spite of the heaviness that you go to bed with and you rise out of bed with. I say unto you, Dr. Tiffany Crutcher. Thank you being the person who starts the movement and continues to move in the direction of freedom for all without being asked or applauded or celebrated as is deserved. I say unto you, Crutcher family at large, Crutcher friends at large, I say unto you, continue in the way that you're going, for your reward will be yours soon. Your reward is coming quickly. And I thank you, my friends. I thank you for joining us on our show on tonight. It was especially about being one positive change agent on the road to justice, because this is what we need. We cannot beat around the bush when circumstances around us are seeming to cave in. We must cry loud. We must take a stand. And we must, hear me good, we must stand together. So, positive change agent, I say unto you, job well done. Continue your job until the job is done. This has been Lady C, the nurturer, your nurturer, on being a positive change agent in a negatively changing world. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I'll see you right here next week, Friday, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Look forward to seeing you then. God bless. I love you. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. Thank you.